Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizan Sunnat with full concentration, because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger, or messing around with your clothes, body or hair may result in the removal of its blessings. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times in a day shall not die until he sees his place in heaven." Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that once, when the month of Ramadan arrived, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "A month has come to you in which there is one such night that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived in this night is deprived of all goodness, and only the one who is completely deprived is deprived of its goodness." Narrating another background regarding the revelation of Suratul Qadr, Hazrat Ka'abul Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a Tabi'i saint, says, "There was a righteous king in the Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the then Prophet alayhi salam to ask the king to express his desire. When he received Allah Azza wa Jal's message, he said, 'Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to sacrifice my wealth, children and life in jihad.' Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with 1,000 sons. He used to groom each son for jihad and send him along with an army to fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The son would fight for a month and then be martyred. The king would then groom another son and send him to fight along with the army. And in this way, every month he would sacrifice one of his sons. Further, the king used to offer salah at night and fast during the day. After 1,000 months, all his 1,000 sons were martyred. Thereafter, he fought himself and drank the beverage of martyrdom. Impressed by the sincere sacrifices made by the king, people said that no one can reach his status. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the verse." Translation from Kanzul Iman: Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. In other words, Laylatul Qadr is better than the king's 1,000 months in which he offered salah every night, fasted every day, and fought in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal with his wealth, life, and children. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Warraq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated that Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyiduna Zulqarnain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu both ruled 500 cities each. Thus, both of them together ruled 1,000 cities. Allah Azza wa Jal has made the worship of this night better than what these two great personalities ruled. Dear Islamic brothers, Laylatul Qadr is the night of goodness and peace. It is mercy from beginning to end. The honorable commentators of the Quran say, "In this night there is protection from snakes, scorpions, calamities, problems, and devils. It is also full of peace." According to a narration, in Laylatul Qadr, an army of angels under the command of Jibra'il alayhi salam descends from Sidratul Muntaha with four flags. They hoist one flag on the blessed tomb of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, one on the roof of Baytul Muqaddas, while the third on the top of the Kaaba, and the fourth on Mount Sina. Then they enter the houses of all the believers and say salam. They say salam, "This is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, sends peace upon you." However, These angels do not enter the houses in which there are alcoholics, eaters of swine, or the people who break ties without valid Shari'i reasons. Another narration says that these angels outnumber even all grits of the earth, and they all come with peace and mercy. According to another detailed hadith reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, in Laylatul Qadr, Jibra'il alayhi salam, accompanied by a large number of angels, descends onto the earth with a green flag, which he hoists on top of the Kaaba. Jibra'il alayhi salam has 100 arms, two of which he opens only at this night. His arms spread across the east and the west. Then Jibra'il alayhi salam commands the angels to say salam and shake hands with every Muslim that is offering salah or doing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to say Ameen to their supplications. This process continues till dawn, meaning Subh-e Sadiq. In the morning, Jibra'il alayhi salam commands all the angels to return. The angels say, O Jibra'il alayhi salam, what about the needs of the Ummah of Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Jibra'il alayhi salam replies, Allah Azza wa Jal has had a merciful sight upon them and has forgiven all of them except four types of people. The Honorable Companions, alayhim ridwan, asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who are these four types of people? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Number 1, alcoholics. Number 2, disobedient to parents. Number 3, those who break ties with relatives. And number 4, those who bear malice and grudge against each other and break ties. Dear Islamic brothers, did you realize how blessed and sacred Laylatul Qadr is? Everyone is forgiven at this night, but the alcoholics, those who disobey parents, break ties with relatives. But the alcoholics, those who disobey their parents, break ties with relatives and bear malice and grudge against fellow Muslim brothers without a valid Shari'i reason, are not forgiven. Dear Islamic brothers, isn't it enough for us to fear the wrath of our omnipotent Allah Azza wa Jal? How extreme sinners would be the ones who are not being forgiven even at the sacred and blessed night of Laylatul Qadr? We must repent sincerely of our sins and settle all the matters concerning the rights of others. Indeed, the mercy and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal are immense. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunnah are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima', commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah, and fill out the Madani in Ahmad booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr-e Madina, and submit it to a Zimedar, relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani kafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, Free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.